להגיד, להגיד בבוקר כזה, להגיד, להגיד בבוקר כזה, להגיד, להגיד בבוקר כזה.
שלום חברים, עשיריות תורניות הם פתח תקווה עשירה 29.
Hello dear friends, tens today on duty, Yugoslavia, New York, Golan, and let's go to Moscow.
Доброе утро, Рав, доброе утро.
Good morning, Rav, good morning, World Kli.
Нашей десятки и от московской группы.
We'd like to say from our 10 from the Moscow group that the last lessons
were
lucky enough to hear how Rav opens the topic of faith and the Rav, and we have a real Rav, a real group, everything. True Kabbalistic books. And when you connect to them, you can really discover what Achap of the Upper is and how to adhere to him. And this is something that you can do only by adhering to one group, to one desire, as one man and one heart, and mutual love. And then we will achieve bestowal with the Creator.
Мы передаём группе Хорватии.
And let's go to Croatia.
Friends, again we have an opportunity not just to bond but to create in between us a field in which Creator can be with us. Every morning is such an opportunity, but we should try to every morning think that tomorrow will not come. Not in that negative sense, but it will not come on the way that we will see it same as yesterday. We need to see tomorrow as a day filled with the Creator. Today is our chance. Today in front of Rav, in front of friends, in our tents, again we can consume the light. Again we can be students of Rav. And that's the most important thing from all. To enjoy this opportunity, to be proud that we have it, not to feel the heaviness as something that is heavy. We need to feel this opportunity that we have, this dark that we need to hug, and in it find the light and peace. Chaim, friends, and let this morning lesson be different from all the others by the strength.
Snikrami. הקדמה לספר פנים מאירות ומסבירות של בעל הסולם.
So, let's read בעל הסולם. Therefore, come and see how grateful we should be to our teachers who impart us their sacred lights and dedicate their souls to do good to our souls. They stand in the middle between the path of harsh torments and the path of repentance. They save us from the nether world, which is harder than death, and accustom us to reach the heavenly pleasures the sublime gentleness and the pleasantness that is our share, ready and waiting for us from the very beginning. As we have said above, each of them operates in his generation according to the power of the light of his teaching and sanctity. Again, therefore come and see how grateful we should be to our teachers who impart us their sacred lights and dedicate their souls to do good to our souls. They stand in the middle between the path of harsh torments and the path of repentance. They save us from the netherworld, which is harder than death, and accustom us to reach the heavenly pleasures, the sublime gentleness and pleasantness that is our share, ready and waiting for us from the very beginning. As we have said above, each of them operates in his generation according to the power of the light of his teaching and sanctity. Our sages have already said, you have no generation without such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Workshop question. What's required of us in order to be Rav's students? Again, what's required of us in order to be Rav's students? To try to implement his advice, the advice he gives us. To try to use his mind instead of our own. We have the same worry and concern as Rav does. To have concern for the entire world Kli with the same care for all the groups. Yeah, caring for the 10, for the groups to come out of ourselves. With God's help, the reforming light. To annul yourself for Rav, to work on his greatness. Rav, he is a sublime Kabbalist, the greatest of this generation. And we have the privilege of being his students. And to try and really realize what he advises us to. Yesterday, Rav was asked, what attribute does he recommend Rav? What advice can he give a student? He said, or what quality does he appreciate in a student? He said, his ability to go above his own mind, to have enough brains to go above his own mind. And the Creator, he chose Rav as our teacher, and we have to annul ourselves and absorb as much as we can from him. And we can work on it as an 10. And, you know, all the advice that we get, whether it's not to use the phone during the lesson or to be on time.
Yeah,
it's to be 110 that can receive from the upper and disseminate it onwards. To be a chain. And if we want to adhere to him, we have to pass the wisdom on. And to try to receive forces from society all the time to see how to follow Rav. And if I disagree with something, to integrate more strongly in the group. Not really that much to add. Annulment. Yeah, annulment. To see what's important to Rav.
I don't
know what to add. Annulment is for sure the biggest challenge. biggest challenge to Rav, well, biggest challenge to Rav, to the friends, to know that there will be no advancement towards spirituality using our own mind. To be a Rav student, it means to go against your own nature. We're not chassids, and I'm really proud of the society in which friends are growing and overcoming, because this is our way to go above reason.
And
anyone who feels that he flows with Rav all the time without any resistance, he has to examine himself. And anyone who overcomes, he's a gever, a man, from the word leidgaber, to overcome. To be Rav's student means to try and take an example from him, to adhere to his thoughts, his desire, and to adhere to the friends, which is actually his biggest desire, that will adhere to one another.
כן, להסתכל מה חשוב למורה, מה הוא עושה, איפה הוא שם את
כל... To look at what's important to the teacher, what does he invest his exertion in?
שנרגיש שתמיד זה נמצא איתנו וככה
נותן לנו. Yeah, to feel that it's always with us, giving us guidance.
לשרת תלמידים של הרב. זה יכול לעזור לנו להיות תלמיד.
To serve Rav.
כן, פשוט כל הזמן להיות בנטייה למימוש המדרגה הבאה.
מי האיש החפץ Shalom, Leot, Peru. Ay, 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 mi, ay, 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 ay